right now. Joining us is Susan Friccio, Chief Congressional Correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Because they're back, Susan. Congress back in session starting today, yes?
Good morning. Yes, they are back in session today for about 2 weeks. And then they're going to be leaving for the two political conventions at the end of July, followed by the August recess. So this is really the final 2 weeks of legislative business for the summer. So it's going to be packed with all kinds of attempts to pass bills that both Republicans and Democrats feel are their priorities. And then they're going to basically get out of town, and we are not going to have them back in session until after Labor Day.
Well, when last we heard from our friends in Congress, the Democrats were all sitting on the floor in the well of the House. Here's John Lewis.
But we must never, ever give up or give in. We must keep the faith, and we must come back here on July the 5th.
Yeah. Right.
More determined than ever before.
Well, it is July the 5th, and are they more determined than ever before to infringe on Second Amendment rights as they were sitting there 2 weeks ago?
Well, here's what they want. They want a meeting with the House Speaker, and they want the Speaker to allow a couple of amendments this week on GOP legislation. The Republicans are going to put forward their own legislation. It kind of looks like a bill that's already failed in the Senate. It's a three-day waiting period for people on the terror watch list who would like to buy firearms. The GOP is going to take up that along with some counterterrorism, other counterterrorism measures and a mental health bill. And John Lewis would like a meeting with Paul Ryan, the Speaker, to see if they can get the two pro-Democratic amendments for gun control and they see if they can get a couple votes on those. And it's possible they may. I'm not quite sure how that's going to turn out, but I do get the sense that Democrats aren't ready to give up on their tactics, and so there may be more, you know, incidents on the floor this week. I think we're all kind of wondering what's going to happen. Yeah, you know, are they going to? Here's why: they had a pro forma session last week. A pro forma session is when they gavel in for a few minutes and gavel out. Nothing happens really. But during that pro forma session, Democrats got on the floor and were yelling and, you know, holding up signs. So it suggests they're not ready to abandon the sit-in strategy, which I think they feel has been successful for them. I know they were able to fundraise off it. They got a lot of positive attention from the media, as I know you've discussed. So I think they feel this is a tactic that they should stick with if they don't get their way.
So one of the motions that's up is also the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Spending Bill, $1.1 billion in Zika funding. It looks like Democrats and Republicans are going to feud over that. What's your outlook on that?
Yeah, it's going to come up again for a vote in the Senate this week because it failed already. Democrats blocked it. They're trying to spin it to say that they really don't like a couple of provisions tacked on. They call them poison pill provisions, about allowing Confederate flags to fly in military cemeteries, and another one that would prevent new health spending in Puerto Rico from going to Planned Parenthood clinics, just a handful of clinics. I think the real issue with that funding bill for Zika is that the Democrats don't want to pay for it. They don't want what we call offsets. And that's what this bill is about. It's mostly paid for by shifting funds from other unused parts of the federal budget, so dormant funds. So the Republicans said, hey, let's take this money we're not using and use it to, you know, pay for some Zika control. Democrats really don't like that. It's a traditional line of demarcation between the two parties when it comes to spending. That's where it comes down to right now. So it's unless the Democrats give in or Republicans give in, we're going to get to the end of the week, you guys, without any, you know, Zika funding measure passing. That could go on until they leave for the summer. And that's a real threat right now.
They'll just fight through the summer. What about this Puerto Rico bill? I mean, my God, people don't want to bail them out. This is a critical issue among Republicans. So where's that going to happen? What's going to happen?
Well, so that's all set now. I think what happened with that is that you got buy-in from the White House and the leadership in both parties, and that helped that bill get through across the finish line because they faced that July 1 deadline that has passed where they were going to owe a few billion dollars on their massive debt that they owe, $72 billion total.
Goodness.
And then we'd have to really bail them out. So this bill will allow them to restructure their debt, which a lot of people don't like. But it also allows a control board to come in and try to reform. This is a U.S. territory. 3.5 million Americans live there. So there's going to be a control board. It's going to try to put in place some reforms to the government there to try to rein in the spending and get the costs under control. So it's a bit of a trade-off, and I think that's why you had the buy-in from both parties. But believe me, there was a dissatisfaction on both sides of the aisle. It was one of those things where not everyone got what they wanted, therefore it passed. That's often the way it goes in Congress.
Other than some of the things like that, which, you know, really something needed to get done about it, whether you agree with what ended up getting done or not is certainly up for debate. But some of these other things that you just described, they sound more like votes meant to create political issues for emails, fundraising, and talking points at the conventions than it has to do with actual policy that needs to get legislated on. Am I misreading that?
Absolutely, and that's important this year, Larry, because what's happening in the Senate, 24 seats up for grabs amongst Republicans, Democrats want to get the majority back. They lost it 2 years ago. They want it back. It's really, in on House side, there's not much of a chance Democrats can win back the majority, but they can make some headway. So it's a really great political talking point to say you're fighting for gun control. And because look at the polls. The polls say generally that people want more gun control. People want to see terrorists prevented from purchasing firearms. You know, they're not addressing anyone's specific legislation, and both parties have legislation to address this. But Democrats have kind of seized that, and that's what's, you know, propelling them to take these actions on the Senate floor. And of course, over in the Senate, the spin factor is even stronger, where they're saying, oh, they want to defund women's health. Well, that could be further from the truth, because the bill has tens of thousands of dollars in there to enhance women's health clinics, just not specifically Planned Parenthood clinics. So you got to kind of dig beneath the surface to see. And I think Democrats are far better at the spinning than the Republicans, in my observation over the years. They do a much better job with it. They grab the podium and they get up there and they have their press conferences. The stories get reported. And so it's interesting. I thought it was fascinating last week that the Democrats walked away accusing the Republicans of taking no action on Zika when it was the Democrats who blocked the bill.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's amazing how they get away with that, isn't it?
Well, because the Republicans let them, Larry. The Republicans let them.
Susan, forgive me, because I know you're one of the good ones, but what about all the reporters that let them? When they
They're up there asking questions. In fact, an AP reporter was grilling the minority leader, Harry Reid, about this very issue. And he got chewed out in front of all the other reporters. And I think Harry Reid told him, he said, I'm really underwhelmed by your questions. You know, I usually you.
Is that guy from Roll Call constantly gets hammered by Harry Reid?
But they do. They chastise the press for asking the hard questions.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're in with this giant pack of reporters. You know you're going to get chewed out in front of everybody. And I think that contributes to it as well. But believe me, people are asking the hard questions up there. But I wrote a story about it that I think came out this week.
Like I said, you're one of the good ones.
I appreciate that.
Real fast, we only have 30 seconds, but two senators on the short list, apparently, Tom Cotton and Joni Ernst for Donald Trump as Veep. Do you have a feeling?
I still think Newt's in the running. Joni Ernst would help him. Where does he need the most help, Larry? Women. He needs to get women voters on board with him. It's one of his greatest weaknesses as a presidential candidate. So Joni Ernst would be spectacular for him, obviously. She's a great candidate for the Senate. Who knows if she really wants
But you're not hearing anything there in the halls, the cloakroom, as they say.
No, we asked Tom Cotton a few days ago, and he's like waving us off. I have no idea. They're all
right.
Playing neutral right now.
All right, Susan, have a good week. You got a busy one ahead of you.
Thank you, Susan.
8:15.
Thanks a lot, you guys.